can. Thank you again for calling, and I'll talk to you soon.
Oh, wow. Wow. This is a voice. Hi there. This is your husband, the man you committed your life to, and is trying to seek reconciliation. I'm still trying to seek reconciliation with you. I think it was amazing to me that one that, do I hear correctly, George wants to come see me. I did get the document you signed. It went to the state, and obviously the email got a reply all. And I wonder if that's anything related to why the voicemail is happening. I'm trying to reconcile with you, lady. I'm not trying to abandon you. You abandoned me, but I'm not trying to abandon you. I am seeking reconciliation. That is my only goal. I have no idea what's happened in your life. I have no idea what's happened in our kids' lives. But I have one goal and one goal alone, is to love you well. And it's, one of the things you may find out, if you ever do find out, I've gotten involved in some high-risk things, shall we say. And it's been very costly. But the impact has been phenomenal. You remember that pro-life advocate you married? Well, I'm that on steroids. And it would be wonderful to have you at my side like you promised. There's nothing more I want. There's nothing in life that I really want per se, besides the Ecclesiastes 9:9, to spend my days with the woman I love, and you're the woman I love. There is no other. You're my one and only. You always have been, and you will remain that way. I don't know how to break down the barrier. I'm striving to. Obviously, the stamina that you may have seen with me with the voicemails now for years, I hope demonstrates that. I was shocked again just a few minutes ago. I noticed that the email I sent to North Carolina, to the courts, they replied. But they did a reply all. It's one of the things I was going to point out in the voicemail today. They did a reply all, which means that, yes, I'm blocked, but they probably aren't. So my guess is you and maybe others saw that email, and the content may be quite significant. I hope you will find some meaning in that and know, again, that your husband loves you. And has been asking for you back. I love you.
Recording your message.
Wow. I wasn't prepared for that. Wow. Okay. Well, either way, because I did send an email to North Carolina, because Monday is the court hearing in reference to my wife has requested that the restraining order that she took out 3 years ago, she wants extended for another 2 years. So that was in the letter that I got, and I sent the email response. I was thinking of doing a bunch of stuff, but I read the email I wrote 3 years ago, and so I just put a preface on there and sent it out by including the other one. And what I mean, I was really amazed, because just literally just before I at 5:32 p.m. I get an email. Your email has been received. We'll print this and place it in the file. and have a wonderful weekend. But the thing that really amazes me, they did a reply all. So Eric Lee, Jack, Tirza, Julia, Jim Cross, and of course my wife, at least one of them will probably see this, because my guess is this won't be blocked. You know, I keep hoping that this will happen. And it did. And so, you know, is there a timing coincidence with the voicemail? I don't know. Because obviously it's almost immediate. So I doubt it. There must be there anyway. I'm really pleased. There's a voicemail I just left, an actual voicemail that was left, and there's this. Wow. And then of course I did mention in the email that Jim Cross said that George wants to come visit me in June. You know, this really is amazing because the Rapid Onsite project, they've gone silent, including in communications and in payments. So it put me in a very difficult situation. How normal. But again, my provider is the Lord. And I'm seeing amazing grace in so many ways. But anyway, there's one other thing I wanted to mention that was, you know, because it's consistent with some of the other issues. You know, I'm linking a video, Armenian Christians Under Siege by Israel. This is from the Gray Zone. And the sound quality is difficult, but I've seen a lot of this, and this is just one of many. but this is fairly recent because, you know, again, the issue is, as I've mentioned, the interviews with Munther Isaac. I mentioned that yesterday, you know, a Palestinian Christian in Jerusalem and the persecution. You know, one of the things I find amazing is, you know, there's all these tremendous walls. They make huge walls to isolate people from one side of the city and the other. You know, and on one of those walls, a lot of those walls, people paint things and so forth. In one of those walls, there was the painting of Shireen Abdul Akhli, the reporter for Al Jazeera, who is an Orthodox Christian. And she was not just simply randomly killed. It looks like it was an assassination. Israel did admit finally that yes, indeed, she was killed by Israeli soldiers, but they won't look into it any further. But, you know, she's Christian, so it doesn't matter. If you are Christian, apparently, what I hear from Munther Isaac and these Armenians, that you are a second-class citizen. The reason they call it an apartheid state is because they are second-class citizens. And the non-Jew, and most notably, ironically, the Christian, apparently even more so than the Muslim community, is a second-class citizen. And they can do things like when you go through one of these checkpoints, which they're all over the place, they can hold you for up to 3 hours, no questions. No reason. They don't have to give a reason, but they can hold you for up to 3 hours. So I think it was Munther Isaac or maybe another gentleman who said, you know, they live in Jerusalem. And they want to go from one part to the other. It's you know, they can walk it in 15 minutes, but it takes hours because of the blockage. And it really is amazing. And the Christian Zionists don't care. And it offends me. You know, because, you know, there's the idea is, you know, to the call to love, but it's also especially the brotherhood. These are my brothers. And I'm really troubled. And the thing that is important about this is Munther Isaac, or his organization, there's a group of Armenians, Save the Ark, whatever it is. I've emailed them, I've emailed a bunch of people there. And just like everything else, I'm not getting responses. But I'm trying. You know, I've gotten a couple of responses from things that are unfortunately not going anywhere, but I'm not giving up. it's so much easier to be flashy and get a lot of press and do nothing. But to love well, love that costs, you will be ignored because others don't want to pay that kind of cost. That is the fundamental reason. I don't know anybody who wants to go through what I'm going through. I am shocked that I left a voicemail, an actual voicemail. My assumption is I won't get hurt. But why? Why did it happen? And why the timing? And I wonder, people are getting this, you know, especially because this is the issue. As a few days before the petition was filed, March 19th, an email was sent by my father-in-law indicating our son George would like to visit me around June, as documented on. Numerous items were sent to George in return. This is censorship in violation of the law. I have been censored from him for years, even after he was allowed to email me once in 2019, but no further contact was allowed. If the visit actually occurs, what will that do to our other kids who have been kept from their dad for a dozen years? What will I think about their mom's unwillingness to pursue reconciliation as I continue to request? And I did end with, I still love her, and as I state repeatedly, I ask for her back. That remains. I'm very public about that. There's one woman and one woman alone in my life, Dorothy Jane Kozlowski, the mother of my kids. My lady, my wife, I love you, and I ask for you back.